cats had already had peckerwood pecking, you know, and I had my slingshot when I was a kid. If I couldn't get a rock, I'd get those large acorns. Well, I'd brag his old head in there.
I'm going to get some good rubbers for my slingshot. I made one last year, but it just doesn't have the zip.
You can't hardly get a rubber now that will work.
Yeah, these
I've tried it. And
inner tubes used to be good, but now that they're making synthetic rubber, there's no stretch.
No, they're just no good.
I'm going to see if I can get some surgical tubing at the drugstore, maybe get about that much.
Well, now you may get those wide rubbers in the drugstore. They used to have them for buying things.
Oh.
I used to buy them, but I haven't tried it in the last 5 or 6 years. I don't know whether. But sometime you might run across.
The slingshot's mighty handy. You can just put it in your pocket, whip it out. Doesn't cost you anything to shoot it. Pretty deadly, too.
Yes, it is. Well, you get a good one, you can really make things hop.
What kind of squirrels do you have?
Well, we have a gray squirrel. We have the fox squirrel. We have two kinds of gray squirrel. One's a gray squirrel and one's a cat squirrel.
Oh, what's a cat squirrel?
Well, it's just littler than a gray squirrel. They're gray. It's gray, too. But, man, it can run and jump. It can jump 50 feet from one tree to another.
My goodness.
And just keep going.
Isn't it strange how these little animals can do that?
Yeah.
Do you have those squirrel-like animals that have little black stripes down their back?
Oh, cats?
No, I was thinking of smaller things than that. Maybe they live around rocks or around the trees. These maybe be about that long. The stripes will be black.
Weasel?
Who?
Weasel.
No. No, these are just about like a squirrel. They look sort of like a little squirrel. But they'll sit up on a rock and their tail will sort of snap like that.
Oh, we have a another little squirrel, flying squirrel, flying squirrel.
How about chipmunks or ground squirrels?
Yeah, we don't have them. They out on the prairie mostly.
Mm-hmm. How about these lizards that have horns on them?
We have a good many of them back on the side of Hugo. Don't have none around here.
Well, up there in the sand.
Kids
get them?
No, they won't fool with them. They can scare them.
Oh, what do you call those?
Well, there's a horned toad and there's a horned lizard.
Oh, what does a horned lizard look like?
It's just like any other one. He's got them horns all over him. Boy, he looks ugly, but they're about that long. They'll spew at you and run at you, but they're harmless. They just like to have their fun out of you. They're so ugly.
Yeah. And how about the horny toad? What does he look like?
He just looked like a toad frog with horns on him. Sit around and look at you, wide-eyed.
You mentioned a toad frog. Do you get those great big ones around the water here?
Yeah, I have one near another house. He tells me when it's going to rain, he come out to say it in the daytime and he hollers.
And then it's time. Did he do it yesterday?
I didn't hear him.
Oh, that's right. You were away. Do you have those around the ponds here, too?
Oh, bullfrog? Yeah. Oh, I have a regular quorum down there.